Akalisi Pohiva was born 78 years ago in one of the world's last absolute monarchies, where all power flowed from the throne and hereditary nobles. He once described the system to RNZ Pacific as very much like a dictatorship. At his death, Tonga is an emerging democracy. Akalisi Pohiva was the man most responsible for that change. In the first half of his career, the one-time schoolteacher was an untiring agitator. He was, by one account, the most prosecuted person in the history of Tonga. In 2005, a wave of unrest developed into riots that destroyed much of the capital. The government blamed Akalisi Pohiva, who was charged with sedition. He laid blame elsewhere. What happened, he told RNZ Pacific, is the culmination of several social, economic, political, and moral forces, which is part of the human struggle for fundamental rights and fundamental freedoms. 3 years later, King Tupu V announced reforms. Akalisi Pohiva was elected to parliament and in 2014 became the first democratically elected prime minister of Tonga. His term was marred by controversy, but in a snap election engineered by his lifelong enemies, the nobles, he won an increased majority in 2017. His other causes included the independence of West Papua and climate change. He made emotional appeals for both at last month's Pacific Islands Forum Summit in Tuvalu. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.